We're joined this morning by former Olympic gold medalist and TV's host Summer Sanders and Dr. Daryl Riegel, who is a former president of the American Academy of Dermatology, here to talk about skin cancer, things that can happen. Melanoma is what we know it by. And Summer, you had a scare, in 2013 you got this diagnosis. Just tell me how that came about, how you discovered this.
Yeah, a scare. That is a great way to put it, because I was quite scared and I was shocked. And I think people are probably shocked that I was shocked. I mean, I was a kid who spent every waking hour outside in our backyard pool or at my community pool training in the sport of swimming in California. So, and I never wore sunscreen when I trained. I would incorporate sunscreen in vacations and things like that when I was in high school, but it just wasn't a part of my protocol. I have dark skin, dark hair, dark eyes. I never went into a tanning salon. It doesn't run in my family. But I got melanoma, and it was literally just this little black mole on my calf. And my husband kept saying to me, you need to go get that checked out. You need to go get, I mean, for a year and a half, he was saying this to me. So I know your listeners are like, oh my gosh, I've done that exact same thing. You just forget to make the appointment, or it's the end of the day and you didn't do it. Oh, put it off for tomorrow. And next thing you know, it's 2 months later. So I got it checked out. They took it off. They weren't concerned about it, but about 7 days later, I got the call, and that's what scared me. They said, we need to see you tomorrow, which is never good, and they said, you have stage one malignant melanoma. But the stage one is really good. I caught it very, very early, and then in the next year and a half, I caught two more very, very early, mostly because I learned about melanoma. And I also learned the signs, right? I just had the guts to say, I don't like this. I'd like for you to take it off. And that's why Dr. Riegel and I are talking to you today and to your listeners, because we want you guys to have the knowledge, and we want you to know that you're in the driver's seat. When this skin cancer rears its ugly head, it's on the surface of your skin. You don't have to get a CAT scan or an MRI. You just need to know your skin well.
Doctor, is this kind of typical where somebody will come in and they'll have something that they've either just gotten used to seeing, or maybe they don't even notice it because it is not, you know, on the front of their body? Tell me a little bit of the stories that you've heard.
Well, absolutely. You know, melanoma is insidious and tricky to a large extent, because one of the things that makes it bad is it tends to spread early in its course. So we have to detect it early. It's probably the most clear-cut case of a cancer where early detection is key. And I'd much rather have the person come in who's noted a spot that's, we call it the ABCDs, asymmetry, if one side doesn't look like the other, irregular border, uneven color, diameter greater than a pencil razor, and it's growing or evolving. Come in early when I can detect that melanoma and treat it effectively, and then it's not a big deal, as opposed to the person who, I hear this story, unfortunately, all too often, where somebody comes in and says, you know, I've had this for 6 months or a year, and I kind of let it go, and by the time I see it, I'm looking at almost a near-death sentence, because melanoma spreads very early in its course. So early detection, great, but once it's spread, nothing really works great. So that's really the challenge with it.
Now, is it spreading visible that we can see on the surface, or is everything happening underneath in the cells? What's going on?
Mostly underneath, inside the body. It spreads through the blood. It goes to the lymphatics, in other words, to the lymph nodes. And sometimes you're feeling really well, and I know the disease is spread by looking at the size of the lesion, and it's sort of sad because I know this patient's going to have a real problem. This person's got a problem, and they don't feel bad yet, despite everything we're going to do. So, I mean, I hate when that happens. I want to catch those lesions early. I want to catch them when they're treatable. And early detection is definitely where it's at.
So what do we do for detection? Just stand in front of a mirror, get a partner to look around? What's the protocol for that?
Well, all those things. You know, certainly the most important thing is learn your own moles. That's number one. And that way you'll know if there's a change. We talk about skin self-examination, where you just once a month stand next to a full-length mirror and have a little hand mirror so you can check your back and check the backs of your legs and the bottom of your feet and everything with it. That's very important. The second thing is have a care partner. We talk about a skin care partner, somebody who can help examine you, have them look at you once a month just like you do other health exams, self-exams. And the third thing is just get regular checks. We say on your birthday, have your birthday suit examined. So once a year, if you have a history, you're suspicious to some extent, see your dermatologist. And finally, the American Academy of Dermatology has a website that's very knowledgeable about this and has a lot of information. It's called www.spotskincancer.org, spotskincancer.org. A lot of information on there, images to help you learn what to look for, and also where you could get free skin cancer screenings around the country. All those things are important.
Summer, how have you changed or adapted your life? You know, you're named after a wonderful season. We enjoy the sun. What's the?
I know.
How do you? You know, is it all about the sunscreen or covering up, or what's your thoughts for that?
Yeah, a little of both, and it was a tough transition. I'm not going to lie. I had to kind of reevaluate my relationship with the sun that I loved so much. So now I'm just, as Dr. Riegel says so well, I have a much better sense of my common sense when it comes to the sun, not only for myself, but I'm a mom of two small kids, right? Like, we have UPF clothing. That means it's like sunscreen, but they use UPF for clothing. So you can cover up with long sleeve T-shirts or UPF, and now you're protected from the sun. But sunscreen to me, it's the way I apply it. I apply it differently. I put more on. I make sure that I get the back of my arms and my calves, which are usually the last to see the sunscreen, and so you just really get whatever's left on your hand. So I really look at the way I not only apply, but what I'm applying. I'm always wearing a hat. My husband laughs at me so much because really for the whole time he's known me, I've been crazy about sunscreen. So it really is truly ironic that I'm the one with melanoma. But I also feel like I'm in charge of a lot of people. I'm vocal with my friends. You're talking about, you know, screening and checking yourselves out. I check them out when we're running. I'll look at the back of their legs and I look at their back, and they do the same for me. So the people that you care about and they care about you, just make sure that you're watching out for one another. Add this to your list as skin cancer and, you know, sun awareness. It should be a part of your responsibility.
Doctor, it seemed always the best day would be the one where we'd end out of the sun and realize we didn't have a sunburn. I mean, that was the extent of any kind of, you know, that sort of, which basically our skin is telling us, you know, we were out there too long. But melanoma is one of those things that's kind of a gradual over time. But I guess any age is susceptible to this, right?
Right. I mean, even we're seeing it, unfortunately, in younger people. Melanoma is the most common cancer in women ages 25 to 29, second most common ages 30 to 34 after breast cancer. And the bottom line is we're seeing a younger age. 20-plus years ago, we'd rarely see it under the age of 40. Now we're seeing even teenagers once in a while, but certainly women in their 20s. So, again, common sense is important. Don't just lie out in the sun to bake. There's plenty of good reasons for being outdoors, health reasons, sports reasons, but use common sense. Wear that broad-brimmed hat. Wear protective clothing. Try to avoid the sun's rays in the middle of the day when they're the strongest, and regularly use sunscreen. Those behaviors together lower your skin cancer risk.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think in this day and age of people taking pictures, selfies, there's a point where they'll probably be able to look and think, hey, that mole wasn't there before. Now I better get that checked out. Where can people get good information about what we've talked about today? Where's a good site to get some stuff?
Well, the American Academy's website is fantastic for this, and the special website that's there is www.spotskincancer.org, spotskincancer.org.